Casey's always had an ordinary life. Until one day when Julie moved to town, and Casey realized her dad is hot. Ramble.
What? That was terrible. Oh my god. I thought you'd at least have it like, they're going to have fun at the Ramble Room or something.
Casey's dad runs the Ramble
Room. Oh my god.
Casey's dad has gotta be red. Hi.
Hi.
Everyone, welcome.
Yeah, we're, I believe the last post we did was October 2023. So no. It has been basically a year. I guess my story time is that I moved into a new apartment. I like the slow crescendo.
Oh.
Just forget it.
All right.
And yeah, that's been nice because I've been wanting to do that for forever. What did you just do?
I went to press a ball. Anyway. Yeah, Mel moved. She kidnapped our child.
Yeah, I took Pacey with me. He's been nothing but a fiend and a criminal.
Did we have Pacey the last time we had the podcast?
Yeah. Because we got him
July
of last year. So
July 1st.
October of last year, we would have had him.
You're so right.
Yep.
But he was a little baby. Now he's a big baby.
He's a big old boy.
He's a big old boy. Big old boy.
But yeah. So things have been chaotic. Schedules have been, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess
it's kind
of
hard to pin down days to record, and then once you don't record for a while, you're like,
Yeah, I guess.
When are we doing this?
Here's the thing. Melissa. Started
out friends?
Right. It was cool. It was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. I was working a full-time job and a part-time job and another part-time job, so I had virtually no time to do anything.
So it's Ariana's fault.
And then when I decided to quit that lifestyle and just go down to the three part-time jobs, Melissa was in the process of moving.
Yeah.
So it just, our schedule never lined up. We're sorry that we're so inconsistent, but now that Melissa is out of our parents' house and into the frying pan.
And we're in a well-temperatured place to record, unlike the upstairs of Mom and Dad's house.
Yeah,
which in the summer months, the summer months we were like, we're not even gonna bother to record in the summer.
Just too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot.
We wanted to die, and then it was too cold in the winter. It was like you had to get spring and fall, and that's it, baby.
Yeah, there's zero insulation up there, so now we have a nice temperature regulated.
Oh,
or well regulated.
And we didn't even mention this, but the last time we recorded the podcast for the movie Jump In.
Oh yeah.
And what had happened was something went wrong and none of our audio files saved. So that's what today's podcast is. It's Jump In.
Yeah, we're redoing it.
For the second time, time for you.
Who knows? There could have been fucking comedy gold in that last episode.
And I think there was. I do remember cracking up a little bit. Just a tad.
You always crack up a little bit.
She's right. Let me give you the synopsis for this 2007 classic film that I know I grew up watching.
Jump In.
Starring Kiki Palmer, Corbin Bleu. A tough Brooklyn boxer agrees to join a double Dutch jump rope team. Oh.
Wow. I cried watching this movie, if I remember.
You did. This stars...
You already said who it stars.
No, no. I'm talking soundtrack-wise.
Oh.
We get the
Drew
most
Seeley?
Amazing...
He is. NLT.
Oh, no. We get the most amazing Drew Seeley songs, sure. More primarily, we get Corbin Bleu's... What was his song?
Push it.
Yeah, to the limit. I literally was like, it was Jump Something, but it wasn't. It's not Pointer Sisters. Jump, oh my love. Okay, so this movie opens with Corbin Bleu.
Izzy Daniels is this character's name.
Dancing in an alleyway.
Doing parkour.
To music by NLT.
He's doing some serious parkour.
He is. He's killing it. He's crushing the game. He can dance in this movie, unlike in High School Musical 2.
He could dance in that one too.
Yeah, I will say that it starts also with some narration from a disembodied voice. We don't know who it is.
Yeah. Except we do.
But we don't.
Oh, yeah.
At this moment, we don't know who it is.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Yeah, thanks. You know, Ariana is probably going to have to take the reins on this because I've now only watched this movie twice in my life. Once was when I was a child. And the second time was a year ago. And I think Ariana has better memory of this.
I watched it a lot because I had a crush on both Corbin Bleu and Kiki Palmer as a child.
As you should. So, yeah. So he comes across Izzy. Mary. Yeah, Izzy is his name.
Izzy comes across Mary.
Yeah. And she's doing
double dutch
jump rope with her
friends. Because that's her sport.
Yeah.
It's a sport.
And isn't Izzy kind of like making fun of it at first? He's like, your little sport that you do.
Here's the thing. He's making fun of it, yes, but he's teasing her.
He's being flirty.
Because he likes little Kiki. He loves himself some Mary.
Yes. And Izzy is a boxer.
Not the dog. The athlete.
Why would it be a dog, you idiot?
Could you imagine?
And he lives with his dad and his little sister.
He sure does.
And his dad is also a boxer, right?
The athlete, yeah.
Stop. And there's this whole thing of the golden gloves in boxing that he wants to win because his dad won them when he was a kid.
And their mom is dead.
Yeah, I think so.
No, she is.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry if I phrase that as a question. I was being sincere. Their mother is gone.
Yeah, mom is gone.
Erased from this earthly plane.
The monster's gone. Okay.
And your daddy's here. beautiful.
And
this was written by Doreen Spicer.
What does that have to do with anything? Okay.
It doesn't.
So he's trying to beat his rival in boxing.
Which, what's his rival's name?
Rodney. And he's also like the neighborhood bully.
Yeah.
He's not nice. He's mean.
If you guys ever watched Tequila and the Bee.
Oh, I love that movie.
An amazing film. It's kind of like the girls who bully Aquila in that movie.
Yeah. There's always a bully.
There's always a bully in these neighborhoods.
Oh, and there's also a girl. What's her name?
I don't remember, but on the boxing team. The one, Izzy's friend has a crush on her.
Yeah, that's right. What is her name?
She's a white woman. So we could just throw a guess at Rebecca. The wall. Jessica.
Anything I think it's ending funny. In a cuh?
Yeah. Are there any other names besides Jessica and Rebecca that end in cuh?
Erica.
Monica.
Erica.
Annika.
I'm not seeing her name anywhere in here. Whoops. Uh-oh.
Clearly she's not important to the plot.
I mean, she's a little bit.
I don't think so.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. The actress's name is Rebecca.
Shut up.
And the character's name is Tammy.
Ew! What kind of old name is that?
Tammy.
No offense to any Tammy out there.
Well, you just offended them, so... Apparently offense taken.
No. But go watch Jumpin' and tell me that this girl looks like a Tammy. She doesn't.
No, she doesn't look like a Tammy.
She looks like a Rebecca.
I don't think I've ever met a Tammy in real life. Have you?
I watched that movie with Melissa McCarthy called Tammy.
That's literally not what I asked. I said, I've never met anyone in real life named Tammy. Have you?
I've watched a movie about a Tammy.
Yeah, so have I. That wasn't the question. Have you ever met a Tammy in real life? Come across a Tammy in the wild?
I know a Rebecca in real life.
Oh my God, just forget it. Clearly you haven't. Also, Izzy's neighbor is Mary as well. Like, they live in the same... Are they in an apartment building?
I think so.
Because he, like, meets her in the fire escape sometimes. He'll go over to her window.
Because where is this set? New York?
I think so.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think it's New York.
New York, New York!
And honestly, I love the chemistry between Kiki Palmer and Corbin Bleu in this movie.
There's a lot of chemistry. I can feel it.
Which is
burning
not
in my fingertips.
Usually is not the case in Disney movies where, you know, Disney Channel, I should say, where I'm like watching it and going, yeah, I can tell these two children were like forced to flirt with each other. But like, I believe Kiki and Corbin's
chemistry. Oh, yeah. Great actors, still to this day, at least Kiki is. I don't think I've seen Corbin in anything recently. No, that's a lie. The last thing I saw him in was like a crime show.
Oh.
He was running from the cops.
Nice. Kiki, Mary. Mary is her character's name. Mary is part of her double dutch team is called the Joy Jumpers. And
don't they get so much joy from jumping?
Yes, they do.
Don't fake laugh at me like that. That was really embarrassing for me.
Izzy's younger sister, her name is Karen. They want to, or she wants to go to the double dutch competition, and Izzy's like, okay, I'll take you. So then they go, they watch them compete.
Because he secretly wants to go too, because he wants to see his girl Mary jumping and double dutching.
Right. And Mary's team, the Joy Jumpers, they have a rival team, of course.
Called the Dutch Dragons.
The Dutch Dragons, yeah, that's right.
Is that
right.
Their name? I whipped that out of my butt. You better fact check me.
Yeah, let me check. Yeah, it's the Dutch Dragons.
Shut up! That's crazy. My memory's better than I thought it was.
And then while they're competing, Izzy's like, damn, this is cool. And so are we. We're like, yeah, this is cool, Izzy. You're so right.
You know what this movie is? It was Bring It On for kids. For young kids.
I guess. But no.
In what? I feel like the plot is really completely different, but sure. If you want to watch Bring It On, just watch Jump In. It does the same thing for your body.
There's no one stealing someone else's routine. That doesn't happen in this. Does it? I don't think it does. No, it doesn't.
What was that one movie?
What?
Si Se Puede.
Oh, that's Gotta Kick It. Kick It Up.
Gotta Kick It Up.
Gotta Kick It Up.
That movie is Bring It On, but for kids.
They're stealing routines in that one?
Yeah.
When?
Or they steal music. I can't remember.
Exactly.
Somebody go back and listen to our Gotta Kick It Up podcast.
Or you just watch Bring It On. If you want to watch Bring It On, you don't need to watch Disney Channel.
I was trying to let the people know what the vibes were, and I'm pretty sure
the vibes are similar vibes.
Jump In and Bring It On are similar vibes.
I completely disagree.
We're in a gymnasium. We're competing with a routine.
There's a boxing competition. I say competition. There's a boxing match. And a double dutch competition. Bring It On is solely cheerleading.
We're in the gym. We're competing against one another. There's choreography.
Then High School Musical would be like Jump In.
There's a rival. Well, yeah, it's got Corbin Blue. Akeel and the Bee is like Jump In.
No, it's not. That's enough. That's enough out of you.
All right. You said, Ariana, you're going to have to take the reins. But
yeah, and clearly
I take
the
reins off the cliff, dude, every time. Stop giving me rein.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the Joy Jumpers... they take fourth place. So they didn't do the greatest, but they still qualify for the next competition.
Hey.
What?
A C is still a passing grade. You know?
Does that...
I'll stop.
Yeah, you really should.
I'm losing it.
We're 14 minutes into this movie.
Oh my gosh. We're 15 minutes into the podcast.
Exactly. So then Yolanda... which is one of their team members, leaves and joins the Dutch Dragons because she's like, well, they're clearly going to win.
Betrayal.
Yeah, she betrays them.
Deception. Disgrace. For shame.
And then her other teammates are Shauna and Keisha. So Yolanda leaves, so they have an open spot in their double Dutch team.
And Mary's hardcore, like, yeah. Izzy.
And Izzy's, like, mocking them because he's like, I can't believe you take this thing that seriously.
So then she's like, okay, never mind. Or wait, no. She doesn't want them. She doesn't want Izzy, does she? Not at the beginning.
I think he's mocking them, and then she challenges him like, oh, if it's so easy, then you come over here and do it. And then
he does it.
He does something cool.
And then they, the two girls that, what are their names again?
Shauna and Keisha.
And then Shauna and Keisha are like, we have to get Izzy on our team.
This is what I just remembered. They have a freestyle section. And Mary's choreography for the freestyle is not that good, which is why they landed fourth. And she's having a tough time figuring out how to improve on that. Whereas Izzy starts doing freestyle stuff, and Keisha and Sean are like, wait, he's actually really good at freestyle. He could be a benefit to our team.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to convince him to join their team. So they try to convince him, and I think he eventually agrees. He's like, fine, I'll do it temporarily until you find a new team member. I'll help with like rehearsals. They're like, great. Then he has his match with Rodney.
Rodney, St. James of Kensington.
Izzy wins against Rodney, and Rodney is pissed about this.
Because he's the town bully.
Yeah.
And town bullies get mad when they don't get their way, folks.
So then he challenges him to a rematch.
Like, so he's gonna win it. Don't come challenge my boy, Izzy.
Izzy starts practicing with the Joy Jumpers in secret because he doesn't want his dad to know. Because his dad's he's pretty strict when it comes to coaching him in boxing and being like, you need to be focused and practice and rehearse. I'm such a theater kid. You need to practice day in, day out.
You need to do your tap dance. You need to do your jazz squares.
Make sure you're doing your foot stretches.
Make sure you are limbering yourself up.
Break out those ballet shoes and let's go. So as Izzy's practicing with the Joy Jumpers, they end up changing their name to the Hot Chili Steppers. Remember this?
Yes.
And
honestly,
he's enjoying himself.
I'm
going to
say it. Upgrade.
Yeah, I love Hot Chili Steppers. That's way better than Joy Jumpers.
It's like, yeah, you can jump for joy, but have you ever heard of the Hot Chili Peppers?
And don't they incorporate step?
Step
into their routine?
Step.
Or am I losing my mind?
Step. What is step?
Like, you know, where you stomp on the ground, do like the clapping on your legs.
I think
legs.
That's called stomp.
I think it's also step.
Can I be honest? I just read the first comment down there. It says, and this is only for a beginner.
That's me on every beginner thing. Beginner yoga. See? Maybe it's called both. I think it's both.
Should we learn how to step?
No. I did a step routine for Orpheus Variety Show one year. Terrible. I did a horrible job, I'm sure.
Oh, if you did it, okay. I didn't know you had done it before. I would have believed you more readily. I'm sorry.
I think it's called both.
I don't know that they do. Add step. Because they get on their hands.
Oh, okay. It'd be cool if they did add like a step routine in between as part of their freestyle.
Yeah.
So as he's practicing with the Hot Chili Steppers, Tammy, who's the only girl on the boxing team.
Tam.
She finds out about his secret.
Yes.
And there's a whole moment where she agrees to keep it a secret and won't tell anyone as long as Izzy stops making fun of her. Because he and all the guys have been making fun of her for being the only girl on the boxing team.
Exactly. And now she's like, you're the only guy on the double Dutch team. So how you like them apples?
Yeah. Exactly. As they're, you know, practicing, Izzy's introducing some new moves. They're really getting into it, loving it. And it's to the point where Izzy is now loving spending time with the double Dutch team and Mary. But he is enjoying it more than boxing. And he's not putting as much time into boxing. He's late to practices. And his dad's getting, you know, upset. He's like, what's going on? Why are you not focused?
His heart is just not in it.
Yeah. Mine wouldn't be either if Kiki Palmer was like, hey, come do this thing with me.
Come jump up and down with me. That's... Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that, but...
You should be sorry.
Disney did it, not me.
Disney didn't do shit.
Then Corbin, aka Izzy, he sees some kids doing double Dutch in a courtyard, and he's watching them, and he's realizing that they're just, like, having fun, and not, like, focused on, okay, we have to hit every single step right on one and right on the two and the four. And so he basically is like, ladies, we gotta like go outside, watch these kids, just have fun double dutching because that's gonna
be forgotten how to have fun.
Cause that's gonna be better for like our choreography when it comes to the competition. If we are doing stuff that is like innovative and fun instead of stuff that is expected and like basic.
Yeah. Izzy agrees to join their double dutch team permanently. He's now a Hot Chili Stepper Pepper, and he is...
I'm sorry, did you want me to laugh there?
No.
Okay.
Out of here.
Izzy's a Hot Chili Stepper.
Izzy's a Hot Chili Stepper Pepper, and he is leaving.
Your face.
Okay, fine. Izzy is officially a hot chili stepper.
Pepper.
I really want to say it now.
Just say it.
Izzy is now an official hot chili stepper pepper. And he... And he's like fully dedicated now, does not give a shit about boxing. And then he goes...
He takes his dad's golden boxing gloves and he flushes them down the toilet.
And then he
goes out... I like them apples, dad.
And then he goes out to the fire escape to talk to Mary. It's a really cute conversation. I do remember that. And then...
The chemistry is chemming.
Mary kisses Izzy. It's super cute. I don't know. I love them.
Hi, I'm Trudy.
And my name is Joseph Drede, but you could just call me Drede. And you're listening to QVC, HSN, NBC, ABC, DFJ.
All right, so we're back.
We are back after long trial and long...
We don't need to talk about the trial, please.
No, we can talk about
the trial. It was all over the tabloids. It was embarrassing, Trudy. I just want to talk about that.
But you were not convicted. They found you not guilty.
It was still embarrassing. I was blushing up a storm everywhere I went.
Everywhere you went, everywhere you were, there's
a blush, blush here and a blush, blush there. Here a blush, there a blush, everywhere a blush, blush. It was all over my fucking face.
It was like walking down a mire, a hall of makeup.
Oh my god, that was terrible.
But here's the thing.
It's more like my face was the color of Target.
There was a large billboard that was dedicated to you. It was people that were
for you. It wasn't dedicated.
It was people that were for you. They said, free Trudy, free Trudy.
Yeah, and they were the laughing stock of the town.
Well, not the laughing stock of the town.
I basically was. And they all knew it because we had these stupid fucking recordings of me implying things.
It was all alleged and you were not convicted.
Yeah, but I had to pay a shit ton of money, which is why we're back here. All right, listen, I have a new product.
What is the product? Is it fresh off the market?
Of course it is. It always is. It's a light bulb.
A light bulb? What does it do?
It screws. Like me.
What?
It screws into the ceiling. Or it can screw into really any fixture that involves something being twisted in it.
Did Fred give you the price range for this light bulb? I'm not entirely sure what is those.
Fred thought he was out of a job for the last year, okay? He's hardly done any shit. He was new then, he's new now. It's like no time has passed.
We've been frozen in time, but still, so much has happened.
Exactly. So no, he hasn't given me a price.
I have a beard.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
I lost a couple pounds and gained them right back. Did you just say my beard is terrible?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, can I shave my face with this fancy-dancy light bulb that you're selling me? That no. Fred didn't even give you price for? Because Fred is no, but he's not no?
What the fuck is this anger coming from?
Well, because somebody just insulted me. Say, your beard is ugly. That's what you just said. You don't think I'm going to be offended? You don't think I'm going to be hurt?
I don't see why you'd be offended.
I'm a person with human emotions, Trudy. Of course I'm offended.
I call you ugly all the time. I don't understand why you'd be offended by that.
Well, maybe I'm sick of it. After all of these months, this whole entire year of me standing beside you during the trial, during the conviction, during the overturn.
You couldn't stand next to me during the trial because my lawyer was standing next to me.
I was behind you. And you know that I was behind you
exactly.
Every step of the way.
Just in the prime time's place to stab me in the back if necessary.
That is so not true.
I bet you would have.
I took the stand for you.
You did, okay? I will admit that. Only because it was recorded.
Hand to a Bible. I told the court.
Why do they even have a Bible there?
Because it is important text. But this country was built on.
That's
this
gross.
Built on was it was this country was built on Bible.
Yeah, that's why it's so fucked up.
That is what I've read in some magazine when I was looking through things at the dentist office.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been brainwashed, Drudy.
I don't
believe that is true. Anyway, how much is this light bulb?
The light bulb, it's like $5,000 for one.
Oh my gosh, that is so expensive.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If you were telling me like 500,000, I'd buy 60 of them today.
You just don't understand the value of a light bulb, okay? It's
how much
essential.
Comes in pack?
Sometimes 4, sometimes 1, sometimes 16. Sometimes you could go in the garbage, get a bunch of fucking old light bulbs and see if those work. Then you could have a whole bag full of 40.
I thought you said it was fresh off the market. How could I find it in the trash can already?
If you go to the manufacturer, their dumps are probably
Here's
filled with
you said
perfectly
that the light
fine
bulb
light bulbs.
Was essential? What about a light bulb is essential to living?
It lights up your room.
Well,
it
so
lights
does
up
fire.
Your life.
You ever see fire?
You ever heard the song Colors of the World, Every Boy and Every Girl?
No, I'm talking about the fire.
Spice up your life, light up your life with a light bulb.
We're talking about
or
the Spice Girls now?
Well, the Spice Girls use light bulbs.
They do?
Yeah.
I never knew this.
Yeah, well, now you do.
Sponsored by
the Spice Girls.
How did they buy them if we are selling them now? Because
they're ahead of their time, okay?
Aren't they an old band? Are they still around? What is?
Ooh. Of course they're still around. In my mind. And that's all that matters.
All
now,
right. Well, you
this
were...
is available... At where? What's our website? Drudy.trudy.shop?
Can I be completely honest with you? I don't know if anybody's been paying for the domain, so we may need to start a new website.
Oh, that's great. Well, it used to be Drudy.trudy.shop or
Drudy.trudy.shop. Let me see.
I could have sworn that's what it was.
Server can't be opened. Well, we... I'll have to figure it out.
Wow, great. Well, if we ever do find out our website, we'll tell you. In the meantime...
We can go back to podcast?
Yeah, I guess so. Right, go back to the fucking podcast. The podcast. I almost said
codcast.
It's
been a long time, folks. Oh, we'll see you next week.
Hopefully not. We're back.
Aren't you guys so glad that Drudy and Trudy are okay? They're the real reason we took a break.
Yeah.
Trudy was...
just nothing but scandal.
Going under.
All right, so they kiss. And then while at the gym rehearsing for Double Dutch, Rodney sneaks in, finds out the secret, and he takes pictures. Because he's like, oh, well... I've got to get back at Izzy, because I don't think we mentioned this, but Izzy turns down the rematch. He's like, I'm not going to rematch with you. And so Rodney's upset about that, and he's trying to find some way to get back at Izzy. So the secret is found out by Rodney. Then there's an exhibition coming up for the Double Dutch team for the Hot Chili Steppers, and they're getting ready for it. Izzy's excited about it, and then his dad confronts him and is like, hey, we haven't been spending enough time with each other. I got us tickets to a boxing match. Let's go. And Izzy, in order to avoid having to tell him the truth of why he can't go, ends up going and bailing on the Hot Chili Steppers.
He ditches the Hot Chili Steppers, even though he's...
That is a big L.
He's kind of in a situationship with our girl Mary.
Yeah, she just kissed him. So... Exhibition happens. The Hot Chili Steppers are pissed off, rightfully so, at Izzy.
I'd be mad too.
And
I'd
Mary's like, too. I'm not forgiving you. You're off the team. Clearly you don't care about our team. And he's really sad. And then Rodney ends up exposing Izzy's secret at school with pictures. And everyone knows his secret. Everyone's making fun of him for whatever reason.
Even his friends are like, what is wrong with you?
I know. But that's the thing is I'm like, I never get that stuff because what is the big deal? If Troy Bolton wants to sing, he would have been cooler. I just feel like in real life, if like you're multi-talented, you're automatically a cooler person.
Yeah. Can I be honest?
I've never understood the idea of like, oh, someone would be bullied for having multiple skills. In what world?
That's the thing. Anytime in these movies where somebody's bullied for like breaking a gender norm or being a little bit different. And it's like a cool thing. Like, yeah. I've never understood, even if it's not a cool thing, if somebody put on my locker at school, Billy likes the movie Jaws, and I thought Jaws was a stupid movie, I would not go, well, Billy sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like laugh in his face.
And that's a crazy thing. That was a crazy statement because I do love the movie Jaws. But you have a poster of it, and that's what it made me think of that. But like,
it's like the Eddie Millions Dollar Cook-Off. A 13, 14-year-old boy knows how to cook.
Amazing.
If anything, that would make him so cool to me.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. On television for it.
And he's good at baseball, too. Like, I just don't get how having multiple skills, especially as like a young kid, that's like a rare thing, especially considering whatever the skill is. It's like, wow, you can do this and that? That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought the guys who were athletes but also were in theater and did stuff was, oh, that's lame. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just always thought that idea is weird.
If you can do both and, like, manage your schedule. If you can't do both, like, manage your schedule and do both, pick whatever one gives you the most joy. And clearly it's double dutching for Izzy.
Yeah. But it's just, it's such a common theme in the Disney Channel movies. Yeah. And really, like, a lot of movies of, like, bullying someone because they're multi-talented. And our school is just one school. I'm sure someone's been bullied for it before, but I just feel like that's such a weird thing to bully someone about.
I feel like I'm an overthinker. I feel like I'd be too consumed with whatever's going on in my life to care if somebody liked to double dutch.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd care. It's one way or about, the other.
I guess it would say more about you. If you're so focused on this other person's life that I'd be like, do you have a crush on them or what?
Also, what? Have you ever tried to double dutch? Have you ever tried to double dutch? Just jump roping in general is tough.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to double dutch? It's hard. We used to try to do it at recess all the time because I'm sure we were all obsessed with this movie when I was a kid. It was hard. I would not judge somebody if they were good at double dutch. That's impressive. Wish I could do that. Anyway,
so then the dad is gifting Izzy with his boxing golden gloves. And then he finds the picture in Izzy's trash can and confronts him about it. And he's like, what's going on? What is this? He's talking about how ever since his mom has died, he feels like all his dad cares about is boxing. And that's kind of taken over his life. And him and his dad's relationship changed because of it. And he doesn't actually enjoy doing the sport. And the dad just kind of leaves, right?
No.
Isn't that the whole thing where he's like, I'm going out to go get some milk?
Yes. But before that, I'm pretty sure he says, why didn't you tell me?
Oh.
Because this was the point that you cried.
Oh, no. I cried later. But this was the point where I said, this is an interesting turn of events in which normally when there's this situation where there's a parent seemingly pressuring their kid to do a specific thing.
You're throwing away your dream.
Exactly. The parent would get upset or be like, I don't understand you. And they'd angrily leave. This was instead the dad going,
why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me? And was more upset about the lying aspect of it.
And the fact that he didn't feel like he could tell his dad.
Yeah. And now it's like the dad feels more dejected and feels like, I see it as like the dad feels like a failure himself because his son didn't trust him enough to tell him. And that's the part that he feels bad about.
Yes. And it's then he not does say, I'm going to go to the store to get milk.
Right. Okay.
Which is a crazy sentence. And it feels a little not good to put in this movie.
So then Izzy's back to boxing and Mary shows up and she feels bad. And she offers, you know, saying you can come back on the team. I'm sorry for kicking you out. I think she just feels bad because she knows he feels conflicted and the whole school has been bullying him. So she feels bad. But he gives her kind of the cold shoulder because he's still upset. Then
I guess Tammy is a more important character than I remember.
That's what I'm saying. Because then Tammy comes in and she's talking to him. She's like, I don't understand why you're so upset because this has been my life this whole time while being on the boxing team is I've had to face you guys constantly rejecting the idea of me being on the team and still fight anyway. And so she kind of inspires him being like, you should just do the same thing.
She's like, if I don't let you guys influence me to like stop doing a sport that I love, why would you let people that aren't even on your team
right
do the same do the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, kick you off of your own team.
The thing that you love to do, clearly.
That's weird. Then he has this rematch
with Rodney.
With Rod.
They finally agree to rematch because now they're both pissed off, equally pissed off at each other. Izzy still ends up winning because now he even gained more skills because of his freestyle. But the match technically doesn't end because Rodney gets kicked to the ground and everyone's like, finish him, like Mortal Kombat. Is that Mortal Kombat?
Finish him.
I think so. And then instead of like pinning him, Izzy helps him up. And he's like, I don't think we should be working out our problems through like physical violence.
Yeah.
Let's talk it out. And then he leaves the ring and Rodney's kind of like, oh, I'm impressed. And then they end up having it heart to heart where, you know, Rodney, they end up kind of coming to an understanding and it seems like they're cool. So then Izzy shows up to the Double Dutch competition.
He wants to be a hot chili stepper.
And the other team, the Dutch Dragons, with Yolanda now on their team, they're all still being stereotypical, like, mean girls.
Very Bring It On-esque. I'm not going to let that one die.
Who are the mean girls in your Bring It On?
The other team.
Nope. You're wrong.
Oh my gosh, the other team, they join together, don't they?
No.
What movie am I thinking of?
I have no idea. But in Bring It On...
Is that Gotta Kick It Up where the other team, they join together? And become one team?
No.
Am I thinking of like Bring It On 2 or something?
You might be. Bring It On 1? Kirsten Dunst, her team are the bad guys. It's her taking over as captain and slowly through the movie realizing that they've been the bad guys the whole time. And Gabrielle Union's team are the good guys. They're the ones that you root for because Kirsten Dunst's team has been stealing their dances and their routines.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Okay, well, they do not join teams. If anything, at the end, they're like,
but I'm saying
we'll beat you next
time. The rivalry teams is what I'm thinking of. But there is a Bring It On, I think, where the two teams have to come together. Maybe it's the one with Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, God. I've never watched that. I've seen a clip of it, though. It's that bad. Infamous clip. You know what clip I'm talking about. Yeah, the dancing one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love Bring It On. For that exact reason is it's like, you think it would go one way, but it's the realization we're the mean girls.
I've only watched it once, but I do want to watch it again.
It's pretty good.
Dad always wants to watch that one.
Yeah, of course.
And I think he's only watched it 1.5 times.
And probably. And fallen asleep. Probably.
And will fall asleep if you put it on again.
So then we're at the final, I think it's like nationals.
I don't know. I'm not a Double Dutch follower.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure that's what
competition. I don't turn on the TV and go, oh, what competition is going on for Double Dutch?
I don't even think it's televised.
Why? You might be right.
In real life, I don't think there's televised Double Dutch competitions. Maybe for the sake of the movie, it's televised.
There should be.
Anyway, so they
I
do
just
their
got to hating on it for a second.
So there's like three different sections of the routine, and the Hot Chili Steppers win round one. The Dutch Dragons win round two, and the last round is freestyle, which, of course, is like Corbin Blue's Time to Shine.
And this is when we get the entire song of push it to the limit, limit, because we had time.
And then this is when I cried because...
Well, here's the
first
thing.
First, Rodney shows up, and he's like sitting there watching them,
and
he's really impressed.
Sad. He looks kind of sad, like, man, me and Izzy could have been friends this whole time, truthfully.
Yeah. And he's watching them and he's like, this is really cool.
Yeah. It's actually not nerdy. It's actually really impressive.
And then
who walks in, Mel?
Izzy's father and sister walk in and I cried because I just, after watching so many Disney Channel movies in which the parents fucking suck, which we've talked about.
Yep.
All of the parents are terrible or they're just like neglectful or.
You got this? You hate me?
It's like they're either terrible or. They're just like, oh, honey, you're such a silly kid. Like, they don't take their kid's life seriously. They just, it's almost like their kid's messing around and getting into all sorts of shit, but the parent doesn't care. So either way, they're still being a bad parent. Whether they're technically or, like, visually, you'd be like, oh, their mom and dad are nice. They just don't do anything.
Yeah.
It's like, this dad is involved in his son's life, and he loves his son so much. I'm gonna cry again thinking about it. But the fact that he, like, shows up, and he just wants to support his kid and love him. And then, so then the competition ends.
And I will say, just a commentary for you guys, of like Melissa and Mai's life and relationship is that we'll watch TV shows together, we'll watch movies together, we'll read books together. And usually, I'd say 99% of the time, I will be violently sobbing and Melissa will look at me and either laugh.
Or I'll also be crying.
Or
right?
She'll have like a couple tears in her eyes. This was the first time in my life, I think, that we're watching this movie and I look over, no tears, even on the cusp of coming out of my face. And I look over and Melissa is weeping. And I was like,
it's just so this? Sweet.
I was like, this is what got you?
He's like the best dad ever. I think it was just like relief. I love seeing like good parents be good parents because it's truly rare, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Even like we just talked about, even like, oh, parents that are seemingly good parents, they're still not technically good parents because they're doing nothing.
But it was funny to me because I was like,
it was just wonderful.
Out of all the things in my life that I would have guessed that would be like, this is going to make Melissa just weep.
It's like the tears.
This is not it.
The tears that happen when you watch This Is Us and you're seeing Jack Pearson be like such a wonderful father.
Still haven't watched it.
It's just like, well, you've watched some of it. You know.
I watched two episodes. I watched the first episode, sobbed. Watched the second episode, sobbed. And I said, if I'm going to cry like this every single episode, I'm not going to want to watch this.
And I said, you will cry pretty much every episode because he's such a good father. And anyway, it's like this lovely thing. So the competition ends. The dad talks to his son and he's saying, the whole reason I wanted to focus on boxing was it was something we could bond over since your mother passed away. And that's like the true motivation behind it, is he just wants to bond with his son.
And he just wanted to spend time with him.
Yeah, and I think he figured, oh, well, I was good at boxing. Maybe this is something we could bond over.
Melissa
and so
does have tears in her eyes, folks.
I'm just thinking about it. And then I think his dad also apologizes to him, and he's like, I'm sorry that you ever felt like pressure to do something that you didn't love.
Yeah.
Which is so sweet, because I think it's also important for parents to apologize when they've done something wrong, whether it was intentional or not. It's very important. And then they hug and Rodney comes up to Izzy and he's like, hey, that was pretty cool. Maybe you could show me some moves sometime or show me how you do that, because he thought it was cool.
And then, folks, guess what happens? The narrator comes back and we realize that it's been Rodney the whole time.
I don't get this.
And that's so odd and strange, but he's telling a group of little children about it.
Right.
Also, don't they win?
They do, but he doesn't reveal it yet. He reveals it once we pan out to reveal that he's been talking to kids at the boxing ring or
and
whatever.
And that it's been Rodney the whole time. You know Rodney, that very important character?
The bully turned friend.
The only character with character development? Not true. Every character pretty much had character development. Hi, Pacey. Welcome.
They did, except Mary. Mary didn't really need any. She was perfect.
Incorrect. I'd say Tammy didn't have any.
I guess. Anyway, so yeah, he's talking to these little kids and like, well, who won? And then he reveals, yes, they won.
Of course they won.
Of course. And then it ends with them showing Rodney some moves with
I
double
realize
dutch.
This is what it
yeah, is that Kiki Palmer song?
Let's isn't push it to the limit.
Okay, but Kiki has a song in here too.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called. But
jump something.
Jump in. But that's the end of that movie. Wasn't that exciting?
So
I hope to God we don't have to ever record this again.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
I'm ready to move
lifted.
On.
Move
on to Johnny Cappaholic.
Oh, kid Lord. What was your moral of the story? Takeaway.
Oh Lord. That a perfect parent doesn't make a good parent, because no parent is going to be perfect. And this dad was, of course, like, has his flaws and his imperfections, but he makes up for it by apologizing when he's in the wrong. And I just love that. I love him. I think he's the best dad yet. I don't know if anyone's going to top him. Good old Kenneth. That was his name, by the way. Kenneth.
Amazing.
I love him.
My moral of the story is don't let other people influence what you like and what you do and don't do. Like, not your parent, not the bullies at school, not your friends who are going to now make fun of you because you do something different. Like, if something brings you joy, do it. Do it with your heart's content.
Yeah.
Don't let others influence what you want.
And having multiple skills is impressive.
It's cool.
It's impressive, and it's not something that should be shamed. That's such a weird thing. Like, if anything, that would show up on your resume, like, what? You can do that?
Yeah.
You know? It's just a cool thing that you can do.
When you're going to do college essays, they're going to want to hear about all the
fun
things
that you can do. They want to hear something. If you want a double Dutch competition.
That'd be the coolest thing to write about.
It would.
And how you overcame adversity.
Right.
Izzy's started out harder for sure. Anyway, guys.
All right, well.
We're back. We're sorry we were gone for a year.
We'll try to be more consistent. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we can be.
We will be.
We're also moving to just one episode a week because two episodes was too difficult.
It was a pipe dream. Let's be real.
The whole purpose of us doing it was to like finish quicker, and that never happened. So
we
it's
were like,
kind of,
let's get it done. Yeah, and then a year passed and we didn't watch a single Disney Channel movie. So
yeah, I think we started this, what, COVID, like 2020, 2021?
Ew, we were supposed to be done by now for sure.
Oh, I know, because the whole thing, I remember going, we're going to be doing this till 2023.
Oh my gosh.
And we were like, let's try and finish it before then. Now it's almost 2025. So yeah, we should have just never... Time is a construct.
Yeah, you guys. Who cares? You guys weren't even aware that we were gone.
Yeah, you totally couldn't tell because it's just Caitlin listening.
Hi, Katie. We love you.
Are you happy we're back, Caitlin?
Bring joy. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. That was a weird sentence, but goodbye. To the limit, limit. Cause we're in it to win it, in it to win it. Oh yeah. I realize that this is where my heart is. Now is the time.